Okay, so welcome everybody to Maseches Nedarim. Those who joined us before, those who just got closer to us, those who, always good to have people. So Maseches Nedarim is, you look, open the page already, you know that it looks different, right? So a few things just as a point of introduction. First of all, why does Nedarim find itself in Seder Nashim at all? Why is it here? Anything to do with, you know, Kiddushin and Yitin and Yevamos and Ksuba, all makes sense, right? But Nedarim, why is it here? So one answer is that one area where Nedarim becomes, you know, discussed very elaborately in the Torah is Hafaras Nedarim, right? That a husband can undermine the, we'll talk about what that means, but like a woman makes a neder if she's married, so her husband can annul her vow, her neder, her father, etc. And so it actually is, in a certain sense, strongly tied in to a marriage. And so that's one of the reasons why Nedarim comes in Seder Nashim. The other interesting thing that's pointed out is why specifically come after Ksubis. So the last parak of Ksubis was actually talking about, is about Nedarim also. And therefore, it kind of fits very nicely to go over here. So that's why it's here. What about in terms of the page? The page looks different, right? On the right side of the page, it says Rashi, and the second side of the page, left side of the page, it says Ran. So first of all, it doesn't say Rashi and Tosos. That's Aleph. But more interestingly, any other Masechta you open up doesn't say the name Rashi on the top, right? And I don't know if this is why, but it happens to be a big machlokas whether it really is Rashi or not. Shimon ben Kubetzes and others point out that it's really not Rashi. It can't be Rashi. If you read it, you'll see the language is not just not the way Rashi writes. There are those who kind of attack this they call them the Mefarish. It doesn't have a name. They're not so. They don't. Some say he's low duck. He's not so careful the way he writes, etc. So some who don't really like this Rashi so much. They certainly most believe that it's not Rashi. Is it someone else? Is there another? Is there a Rashi somewhere else? Not here in the Daf. But the bottom line is it's not really. Trusted as much this Mefarish to be Rashi. Had gotten the daf, if it's not, it's the question of the printer's thing. So on the left side instead, we have the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim. This is really the Ran. And the Ran is very well trusted. The difference is that the Ran is not as succinct as Rashi. Usually, right, one of the things we take for granted about Rashi is how careful he is with his words and how short and to the point Rashi is. The Ran is different. He's not worse. He's just different. He explains, but he also asks questions. And he also, you know, and there are actually a number of places where the Ran says things that are so important that they're kept, you know, and quoted all over, you know, in postgame all over the place. So the Ran is a very, very valuable, perish on the Masechta, but it's a little different in the sense that it's, you know, a little more long-winded, and we're not going to see every single Ran. We didn't use to see every single Rashi even, but we're still not going to see every single Ran. But we're going to have to skip around within the Ran to understand. And the other thing that's unique about Nedarim is that Nedarim has a lot of phraseology and language that we just have not been using, and it's unique to Maseches Nedarim. So if there are words and phrases that you're not familiar with, that's okay. There are words and phrases that a lot of us are not familiar with, and that I myself in you know. Trying to make sure we get the specific definitions of different types of vows and things like that. And as we move along, we'll define them better, and we'll make sure we understand them better, etc. So at the beginning, a little hard to know the difference, you know, neder and a cherim and a shvua and a zeros, etc. You feel like you're doing a taras nedarim, which we're going to learn about also. And the other thing that's different is that Ksubis covered like all of Shas within one masechta. Nedarim basically covers nedarim. It's basically nedarim the whole time. We'll see. I'm sure. It'll take some tangents, but mainly we talk about Nedarim. Fine. So let's get started with the first Mishnah from the very beginning of Daf Beis. So it says the Mishnah as follows: Kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim. So kinuyim are nedarim that are, or the language of kinoy literally means nickname, right? It's something that is like it's like a neder, but it's not exactly like a neder. Like if you look in the Ran. To get started, Kol Kinuye Nedarim, Rashi says, the Ran says, at some point I'll figure out to say it the right way. Nederhu, Be'echad Mishnei Nyanim. Right, so his neder can be one of two things. Im Nidre Hekdish, Shumakdish Lebedek Abayis, or someone's person says, I'm giving you know, this, I'm giving this, every single thing that I say as an example is blame netter, okay? I'm not, I'm giving this, it'd be obvious, we're teaching. Right, but I'm giving this this sitter to the Beis HaMikdash, right? So that's one way to take a neder, is you makdish something, right? That's the language we're used to, right? I give something to the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, the Mizbeach, right? Or I'm giving this this sheep, right? It should be separated and used for a korban, right? Right? And who can do that? I can't. This doesn't belong to me, right? So I can be, you know, makdish my watch because it belongs to me. I can't be makdish your watch because it's not mine, right? However, once I am makdish something, it's also to everybody, right? So I can, if it's mine, I can be makdish it, and it's also to everyone. Fine. Oh, Nidre Isser. And there's a type of difference. So that's one thing. One is I'm giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Yes, it happens to be once it's given to the Beis HaMikdash, I can't use it anymore. And if I use it, it's maybe it's Me'ilah, because I'm now using things belong to the Beis HaMikdash. But the point is that those are things that, that's what one type of neder. A neder is something you dedicate to the Beis HaMikdash, and you can only do it if it's something that belongs to you. And once you do, it's usher to everyone. Oh, Nidre Isser. But then what about a neder? But you just make something usher, right? She usher al atzmo devarim hamutarim, right? I make a neder that you know, fruity pebbles is forbidden to me. I don't want to eat fruity pebbles because it's not healthy. So I decide that I make this box of fruity pebbles. We'll discuss this. All fruity pebbles, just this box, whatever. But let's say this box of fruity pebbles I make forbidden to myself, right? So that's something that's permissible, and I just make it forbidden, right? I can say Aaron's fruity pebbles are forbidden to me, okay? But I can't make them usher to Aaron because they don't belong to me, right? But I can make. But I can say your fruity pebbles are usher to me, but I can't make them usher to you. Fine. And then he says, "Masechta zu he be inyan nidre iser," right? And our masechta is going to be talking a lot about nidre iser. Shashana kan charamim ke charamim haynim mishum shaloshon chayrim kashem shu kola charme benek abayis kachu kola. Nidre Isser. So we're going to see the language of Cherem is also an Isser of. When we say Cherem, we don't mean today. When we say Cherem, like colloquially, we always mean someone's kicked out of the community, right? You put them in Cherem, right? So we'll have to see how that language connects. But probably has to do with, right? Cherem means some things that are Usser to that person, right? He's forbidden to come into Shul, he's forbidden to. So there's Isurim that apply to that person, right? And maybe that's why the language is the language of Cherem, but. We use language of Cherem here. We don't mean to talk about some person who's kicked out of the community. We just mean it's referring to making a neder, making something usher. Fine. But the point is that just like a Cherem in the Beit HaKavayis, if I say the following thing can go to the Beis HaMikdash, kachu kol nidre iser. Same thing, it also can make things usher, just regular iser to myself. It's not like we're going to see later in the Mishnah. Hareini alecha cherem hamudar aser hare adalai cherem hamadir aser. The point is, if a person takes the nether and they say this is cherem, right? So the person who says that, it becomes the item becomes aser to them. If you say, you know, you are for me cherem, so now I make it aser for myself. Fine. But the bottom line is that's the language. You just skip down just a couple lines. He says, where it says, V'nidre Isser. You see what that is? It's like, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down in the skinny lines, all the way on the left, all the way on the left side. It's like two words down the line. V'nidre Isser. Mm-hmm. So just to show you the language. V'nidre Isser, the language of making things usher to myself, hein be'echad mishlosha drachim. It's one of three things. Iker haneder, v'kinoi, v'yados. Okay, so there's something that's the ikar haneder, like the main thing, and there's something that's a kinoi. It's like a different type of language, right? It's similar, but the language is a little different. And yados. Yados is usually going to be like shorthand. You didn't say the full thing. You say it, but you don't fully say it. Okay, so and he's going to explain what these different things mean, which I think is helpful for us to read just for a minute. He writes ikar haneder hu shiyomar davar ze aser alai. Right, a regular neder is to say. The fruity pebbles are forbidden. We're going to get a different example as we move along. But the following item is, right, I'm not eating sugar. It's forbidden to me, whatever, right? Right? Ubein shid pisu bedavar acher, bein shaloi pisu zehu neder, right? It doesn't matter if the language of hatfasa is going to be using the correct, like, phraseology, Right? There's certain phraseologies you're supposed to use. We're going to talk about that also. But this is whether you use a specific language or not. Right? You say that's a nether ha'amor b'Torah. Right? That's the nether that we're talking about in the Torah. Fine. And then there are other examples. Fine. But fine. So let's just explain what we said so far, just in the Mishnah. So let's go back to the Mishnah for a second. So kol kinuye nedarim, kinedarim means any nether that I say, and I use a language which is not the exact language, right? So that still counts as a nether. It doesn't matter that I change the language. We're going to have examples of this at the Gemara as we move along. Okay, the Mishnah then continues and says v'charamim kecharamim, right? And so just like we said kinoi nidarim, or like nidarim. So too, it's supposed to, should say, in a certain sense, kinoi charamim. If again, I say the language of charim, but I don't give the exact language. I say it a little bit different. It also works. It still works to become a neder. But look all the way down in the Ran, charamim ke charamim. Helps if you have the bold. Is it bolded in your Gemara? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Charamim ke charamim. It's like almost like smack in the middle of the page. Klomar sha omer nechasim elu alav. Cheref, right? So you don't say the language of cheref. You said the language a little different. You didn't pronounce it exactly right. Right? So you said these items are cheref instead of saying cheref. Right? Hare elu ki ilu amar nechasim elu alav cheref. Right? Vehe masurim alav. Right? So there, the case is I'm making it usher to somebody else. So I'm saying, so my house is cheref to somebody else. Right? It means they're not allowed to come into my house, let's say. Right? So, and by the way, this maybe explains the connection to the word cherem, right? They're not just forbidden to come in, right? So, but the point is, so I didn't say it right. I said cherek instead of cherem. Doesn't matter. We know what you meant, and this is going to be the question over and over again, right? Do you know what I mean, or do I not know what I mean? Does it matter if I get the exact lashonos right, or it doesn't really matter, right? So,
does somebody have to hear you make an
edit? Oh, good.
Because do they have to
understand? Do they have to know? Do I have to? Right, exactly. Do I have to be edit when I say it? We're going to talk about all that. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good. So the point is that when these things are said, even if I didn't get it just right, I said a kinoi cherem also works. Fine. So kinoi for a neder, kinoi for a cherem. It's the same thing. As long as I said it pretty much similar, it's going to work. Obviously, there's got to be some line at which it's not the same anymore, right? Some things I say, they're totally off. It's not going to work. So we'll have to see. Okay. Continues the Mishnah, u'shavuos k'shavuos, right? And if I make a shavua and I say it a little differently, also it's going to work. What do you mean? Says the Ran, u'shavuos k'shavuos, kolomar dekinu shavua harehu k'shavua v'chayla, right? If I say a shavua, but I say it a little different, so we'll see it still works, right? Yeah, continue around for 1 second, right? Umiha Shaminan the Shua lo bai shame. You see from here that a Shua doesn't require the Shem Hashem. Maybe take a Shua. So that's, and the Gemara doesn't explain the difference between a neder and a Shua. And we're gonna see that in a few minutes, hopefully. But the point is, you see from here that a kinoi Shua is like a Shua, because even though a Shua usually is with taking Shem Hashem, right? In order to take a Shua, we have had examples in other Masechtas, right? Someone who, for example, someone says you owe me money. You say I don't know it, and he has one aid, so he can make you take a shua to say that no, I really don't owe you the money, right? Well, that's who cares to take a shua. Answer is you say shua b'shem Hashem, right? So you're saying the shua b'shem Hashem, and you're going to promise that you don't owe the money. Well, okay, so that's serious. So, but what about if I make a shua, but I do it without shem Hashem? Does that work, right? So that's the point here. Something can be a shua even without shem Hashem. Right, like Kevin Shamar Shavua O Shavusa She Kinuya Shalo Ochel Kiker Ze Asula Achlo. Right, so you see, as long as I say again Shavua or Shavusa, meaning another word that's similar but means some other thing but isn't exactly right. Language of Shavas can mean stop. I'm not going to, right. So I use a similar language, right? So that I'm not going to eat the following thing. So that's going to be that's still going to make it usher. Just the I don't know. It's easy. The quick answer is that the difference between neder and shvua is neder is I make the item aser, shvua is I make it aser. I aser it to myself, right? So that sounds like the same thing, but we'll see why it's not exactly the same thing, right? So neder is these, this watch is forbidden to me. Sorry, this watch is forbidden. It's aser. The watch is aser, right? I can make it aser to me. I can make it aser to everybody, right? But the watch is aser. Or shvua is take a shua, then I'm forbidden to wear a watch. Right? Right? So that's the difference is who's it about? Is it the item that becomes usher, or is it the action becomes usher to me? And we'll see what the difference is and why that matters. But fine. Okay. But the point is, if I say the lashon shua and I can't get exactly right, so maybe Ron says I didn't say Shem Hashem, or I say a different word, etc. Still works. Fine. And then continues the Mishnah, unizirus kinizirus, right? And a person who takes a nether, the ultimate nether is to become a nazir. If I do that, so I don't get it exactly right, it's still going to be nazirus, four lines in the bottom of the page. The round is the last words, nazirus, kinazirus, on the last words on the line, four lines in the bottom. Kolomar she'a omer hareini nazik, right, instead of nazir. Paziach ka omer hareini nazir. You say those things, it's like saying I'm like a nazir, because it means the same thing. Fine. Okay, so the point is, all those things, you don't get the language exactly right. Don't worry. It still counts. We should say, maybe not don't worry, but worry, right? Because Nidarim, we're going to see that Nidarim is one of the most serious things, right? The reason why we're so crazy, but bleed nether, I didn't mean it as a nether, I promise it's not a nether, you know, well, because the Avon Nidarim is very serious, right? The Isser of violating one's nether. In fact, what we're going to see talks about that it's better for a person never to take a nether than to take a nether and fulfill the nether. Because taking Nidarim is considered a very bad idea. It's very dangerous. All the terrible things happen to a person because they take Nidarim and don't fulfill them. So this idea that all these things, there's a lot of flexibility in Nidarim, is good if you want to make one, not so great if you're trying to avoid them. But okay, fine. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'omer l'chavero, mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, muruchakani mimcha, shani ochel lecha, shani toim lecha, aser. Okay? So a person says to his friend, mudrani mimcha, I've taken a nether that I'm forbidden to you or from you. We'll see what that means. Mufreshani mimcha, I'm separate from you, right? Ruchakani mimcha, I'm distanced from you, right? Shani ochalacha, right? Shani toim lacha, I can't eat from you or to you, we'll see, or taste from you. So now he becomes forbidden from that person. Sounds like forbidden from getting benefit from that person, presumably, right? So what about Minuda ani lacha? What if I say the language of I'm in nidui from you? Again, another language of being separate from that person. Rabbi Akiva haya chochech bazela hachmir. Rabbi Akiva was chochech. So chochech can mean all kinds of things, but it means like he struggled with it. It was hard for him. He's not sure, but he decides to be machmir because he's not sure what to do with that language. So, but the point is, the other languages, as we're talking about kinuyim, right, different types of language, that can mean the same thing. So mudrani, mufreshani, ruchakani, that all is obvious what that means, that I'm separating myself from you. But the language of menuda sounds like the chachamim, the Tanakama is okay with it. But Rabbi Akiva, I mean, okay with it being a neder, Rabbi Akiva was, or, sorry, I should say, we don't know what anyone else says. Rabbi Akiva was, because he wasn't sure what to do with it, so he was machmir on this language. Fine. Okay. So that's the first mission. So says the Gemara as follows. Kol kinuye nedarim kinedar. Fine. So we said that every neder, even the, kinuyim, the languages that are not exact but mean a similar thing, so they are chal as a neder. They work as a neder also. Okay. So says the Gemara, Maishna gabe nazir de lo ketani lehu lekulhu, u maishna gabe nedarim de ketani lekulhu. So Gemara is bothered that in Mesechus Nazir, the Mishnah does not delineate all of these different examples. Look at the Ran on the right side. Ma'ishna gabe nedarim detani kulhu klomar vil meseches nazir lo tana ela kol kiduye nizirus kinizirus. Right, I mean, meseches nazir just talks about nizirus and doesn't say all these other things. Nedarim, charamim, shavuos, etc. It just says kiduye nizirus kinizirus. So why over here does it list the whole group? So answers the Gemara, Mishum de neder ushua ksive gabe hadade, tani tartin. So neder and shua are written next to each other in the pasuk. What do you mean? Look at Rashi. The Ran. Neder ushua ksive gabe hadade dichsiv ki yidor neder lashem. Oh, hishava shua. That's the language of the pasuk, right? Like a neder or shua. That's even the colloquial way we talk about it, right? A neder or shua, etc. So since they're written together in the pasuk, so what do? Therefore, their seches nedar begins. You talk about nedarim and shuas. Okay, but that's only the two of them, right? So it continues the Gemara. V'kevin the tani tarti and tani lekulu. So if I was just, let's say, Meseches Nazir is about nazirus. So Maseches Nazir only mentions Naziris. Good. So you say, fine. So Maseches Nedarim should only talk about Nedarim. Right? Problem is, yeah, but you can't talk about Nedarim. You're not talking about Shavuos. They're peas in a pod, the two of them. How do I know? The Pasuk itself puts the two together. So once the Pasuk puts the two together, so I have both. Okay, but now that you have more than one, so you got to list all of them. Fine. Okay. Okay, so says the Gemara, fine. But if that's true, Vilisne Kinoi Shavuos Basar Nedarim. Okay, so if Nedarim and Shavuos go together, so what should it say? Kol Kinuya Nedarim Kinedarim U Shavuos Keshavuos. Right? You shouldn't have said Nedarim and then Charamim. Right? If the whole point is the two of them go together, so put them together, Mamish. That's how they belong. So says the Gemara, no, I'll explain to you. I did the Tana Nedarim De Mitzar Chefsa Aleha. Right? So, well, what is unique about a neder? What defines a neder in a certain sense? It is the fact that it assers the item, right? The chefza. It forbids the item. Okay. So, tani nami charamim de mitzer chefzala. So, we explain charam. So, then we talk about more about charamim too. Why? Because charamim are also an iser chefza. They make the item forbidden, right? La afuke shivua deka aser nafshe min ha chefza, right? Which comes to exclude a shvua because a shvua forbids the person from the item. Right? Look at the Ran. I did the tanin the darim the mitzar chefsa aleha klomar sheoser hakikar alav. Right? He makes the loaf of bread forbidden to him. Veomar achilas kikar ze alai. Right? That makes eating that bread is forbidden to me. Lafuke shvua the asar na sorry. Right? The language of so the point is that the neder makes the right that the person says achilas kikarze alai, which is the item, right? So shvua the asar nafshe min achepsa kolamar shomer shvua shelo ochel kikarze, right? So one is that the bread is asar, right? That's a neder. Shvua is I'm not eating bread, right? Person goes on a diet, they say, I'm not eating extra YZ. I don't make it an item asr for other, you know, then make it forbidden, a forbidden item. But I make it, I say, I'm not eating that thing. Fine, that's the difference.
I don't understand the difference from what he says the first time, right? Achila kikazer, I'm not going to eat this loaf, mm-hmm. or this loaf I can't eat, and the other way around says, I'm not going to eat this loaf. It's just.
It sounds the same.
Yeah,
we're going to have to talk about the nafkamina, why it matters, right? That I'm not going to eat it. Or that the item itself has an iser. One of the differences will be if I make the item the neder make it aser to other people.
But if you just say I'm just
making it aser to myself,
right.
Then what's the difference between saying this is aser or saying I'm not going to use it? Right? What's the difference? I think we're going to have to see as we move along how those differences play out. There is. They're nafkaminas. That make a difference. How, you know, practical difference between making an Isra Chefs and making an Isra Gavra. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Good. Okay. Good. So now the Gemara continues. Pasach b'kinuyin kol kinuyin nidarim u'mefarish yados. Right, and then it begins by saying any nether that's in a kinoy, that's like a different type, right? U'mefarish yados, and then it explains these yados, things that are like, you know, you didn't say the whole thing. It's like shorthand. Right, ham lechavero mudar ani mimcha. Right, v'su yados inchi. Right, so Gemara says, wait a second. So you open again. You begin with kinuyim. Right, kol kinuyim nidarim. Right, and then you're explaining. Right, then you explain yados. Right, meaning you started by saying kol kinuyim nidarim v'charim etc. And then you say ham lechavero mudar ani mimcha etc. Which is yados. This is like the shorthand, the language that's shorthand. So you start with one, but then you explain the other. So what's going on here? And the Gemara says, "Fine." And then what? Vesu yados inchi? Like, but you never explain that there's such a concept of yados, right? So meaning, for example, the Mishnah begins kol kinuyin nedar, right? Any language of neder that's done with a kinuy, a different language, right? And then it talks later, right? And says, "And by the way, ha'omer lechaber mudrani mimcha." What's mudrani? What is that? That is a that's yados, okay? But it never said, and there's also something known as yados, right? Introduce it to me first before you start to explain it, right? That's not going to be, right? You have to give it an introduction. So the Gemara asks, "Vesu yados inchi, did you forget about it?" Right? No. Ayir Bahon, v'chaserim mechsera, v'chacha ketani. We have this language all the time, right? So the Gemara says, no. You're right. We're talking about it because we meant to mention it. We just like it's kind of missing. The language is missing, right? V'chacha ketani. This is how it should be read. Kol kinuyah nedarim kinedarim, v'yados nedarim kinedarim. Right? It should say kinuyah nedarim like nedarim and yados of nedarim like them. So kinuyah is the full language. It's just different, and yados is shortened language. But both of them are like nedarim, and then the Gemara, then the Mishnah explains each of them. Fine. Gemara says, wait a second. Filifrosh kinuyin beresha. But if that's true, you talk about kinuyim, and then you talk about yados. Right? So what should you do? Explain the kinuyim, which is what you started with, and then explain yados, which is the thing that you continue with. Right? Do that. Why are you starting with one, and then explaining the other? Fine. So the Gemara is now going to continue to talk about this question of beginning with the kinuyim and explaining the others. You're going to have a whole conversation about the different examples of when it happens, it doesn't happen. So that maybe we'll pick up and we'll do. Okay.